During the month of April, we're taking the time to talk to several former FFA members who've done well since taking their FFA jacket off for the last time, done very well in the game of life. One of those is Keith Kissling, currently the vice president of the Oklahoma FFA Foundation and a farmer in Burlington, Oklahoma. Keith, as you look back quite a few years ago now, you had the chance to wear the blue and gold jacket of FFA Future Farmers of America. What got you interested? Think back with me. What got you interested in being part of FFA?
Well, at Burlington, we were a small school, Class B school. If you weren't in FFA and sports, you just weren't in the mix. And, of course, I like sports, but in FFA, I learned to make decisions that I see back now was so important to me, especially the livestock judging contest that we went to where you had to make a decision in 12 minutes and explain why you made that decision. And growing up, I just pretty well did what the folks told me to do. I did what Dad told me to do, and a lot of times I didn't think on my feet. And, boy, I look back on that now, and that was so instrumental in being on boards, just growing up in general. And so I tried to portray that to the kids.
Now, you know, as you think about your time in FFA, what really does stick out in your mind? What are maybe one or two, for instances, of things that really have made a difference in your life?
Well, my ag teacher to start with, L.E. Castle, I thought was, at that time, one of the best ag teachers in the state. And he waited around. He was 21 years, I think, in teaching ag, and he waited around an extra year so that he could help me get that job at Burlington. So as soon as I graduated from Oklahoma State, I jumped right into the mix at Burlington, and I was the ag teacher there for a while. So he had an awful lot to do with my growing up early and having somebody to look up to besides my parents and a role model for me.
Now, you've got sons that were involved and kids that have been involved in FFA.
Yes, I did. Brent was state secretary, and then he was state president of the Oklahoma FFA. Chad was he was president of our local chapter. He's my second son. And then Kim, she won, I think, 9 state speaking contests. And a lot of people don't even know I had a daughter, but she was very successful in the speech contests and showing livestock. And now all those kids, in fact, Chad's come back to the farm now. He's been there about a year. So he's going to be the next generation of farmers at Kissling Farms.
When you think about the things that FFA did for your three kids, what do you think maybe really sticks out in your mind?
They've all got good jobs. They've all got good families. I think probably, though, Ron, the biggest thing is their work ethics. My kids had to get up every day, go do chores, brush their steers, feed their steers, helped on the farm and in the field, and Kim making meals for everybody on the farm, and it really made a difference in the work ethics that they have now as they're older and they have their own families.
You've had the jacket off for a year or two, like I have. Yeah. What do you think as you look back at the FFA, the kids in the blue and gold jackets today? What do you see?
You know, on Facebook today, I saw your picture in there way back when you were in high school with your blue and gold jacket on. And I think of mine once in a while. I had some hair back then, Ron, and I was proud to wear that jacket. Even back then, we had to zip it up all the way and be careful of what we did. And I used to tell Brent when he was wanting to run for state president, I said, you make one mistake that people see and they never forget it. You got to make a lot of good things happen for them to remember you, but you make one bad move and people remember the bad things you do. So our kids were pretty good growing up. We didn't have a lot of trouble.
You've been involved with the foundation as well, FFA Foundation here in the state of Oklahoma. Why is it an easy sell to get people to contribute and support FFA?
Oh, it's been really easy. I'm vice president of the foundation this year, and we've grown that thing. Kendall Brashears has had an awful lot to do with that, growing and extra money coming in. It just costs a lot of money to put on the state convention anymore. But now it's really rolling good, and you just about could ask anybody, and they want to have a piece of the action and give back to the FFA what they got as they were growing up.
What do you think people are willing to put money up and support FFA in that way?
Well, they see that their kids, what their kids have done, I think, more than anything. And right now, the farming sector in Oklahoma is flourishing pretty good. There's a little money out there, and they'd rather give it to the FFA Foundation than they would a lot of things that doesn't really amount to that much. So it's been pretty easy to get them to help.
Full-time farmer, lifelong supporter of FFA, and currently the vice president of the Oklahoma FFA Foundation, Keith Kissling out of Burlington. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.